You're listening to Nutty Bites, now with 60% more Klingon.
Hello, Mixed Nuts. It is I, Nuke Joss, and here I have another Nutty Bites for you. It's been a little while since I've done one of these, you know, regular meta podcasts, but it's also not been that long since I released a Nutty Debate, so yay! A couple of things. Number one, I wanted to thank whoever nominated me for Parsec. I am up for nomination. We'll see if I make it to the finals. If you have suggestions for what I should use for my 10-minute sample, please send me an email, a voicemail, you know, contact me, any of the usual ways, Facebook group, Google Plus, wherever, Twitter, and let me know what are your favorite parts of Nutty Bites that I can include, because I have no idea what to include. Another thing is I wanted to make sure that I got another episode out, because just after I released the last Nutty Debate, John Miro started his Kickstarter, and there are 15 days left to go. And I wanted to make sure that I got a podcast out before that Kickstarter was up and make sure that I dropped in the promo. So you will be hearing that right after this. It is Walk the Fire, a shared world science fiction anthology series. And there's a lot of great writers involved in it. A lot of great people behind it. Pretty much I love everyone in this. So please go check it out. Put your dollars there. Let's support independent fiction. And let's get that going, because, you know, there's a lot of really great stuff out there. And the only way that we can continue to make sure that this works is if we support these authors, if we support these artists, because we all know that mainstream publishing and mainstream music delivery and so forth, they're not going to take a chance on anything that they're not guaranteed is going to work. They're just not going to do it. It's not worth their risk. I mean, authors used to have publishers do all their promotions and advertising for them, and that's not even happening anymore, you know? And because of that, a lot of these independent artists are able to go out there and give their stuff up and say, you know what? You guys pay me, I'll give it to you, and, you know, I'll get supported by my fans. But it's not easy, because they don't have the structure behind them. But it is a way that you can read something that hasn't been done to death.
The flames. Any who step through may stride across the world and beyond. A precious, precious few, the ferrymen, can guide you true through any flame and emerge from a crossing as young and strong as when first the flame kissed them. Fleets travel space for lifetimes, reach new worlds, challenge the black between galaxies, all thanks to the ferryman. But is there a price hidden in the ferryman's fire?
I'm John Miro, creator and editor of the Walk the Fire anthology series. I'm kickstarting Volume 2. A very small number of us can walk through these special flames and arrive anywhere just by willing it so. What would happen to your humanity if you became functionally immortal? What would happen to humanity when it spread far and wide throughout this galaxy and others? Help me kickstart this campaign and find out.
Learn more at servingworlds.com. Walk the fire. The universe awaits. May the ferryman take you.
All right, I've got a couple of fun things that I'm going to throw in here. I've got Heath pretending to be Worf.
Hi, Nutty. All right, I make no claim for the quality of this impression. I did tinker with it, lower my voice a couple notes in Audacity to try and make at least an approximation. So here you go. Hope you enjoy.
Dear Diary, OMG, the ensign kid who is always lurking about the bridge was staring at my forehead ridges again. He annoys me. I have advised the captain that he represents a threat to the crew, as he has shown himself capable of taking over the ship. I recommended keeping him in the brig at all times. The chief medical officer was displeased with my suggestion. She was all like, shut up, and I was all like, make me, Ginger. The captain gave a long, boring speech about unity and togetherness and blah, blah, blah. but I believe he was considering the wisdom of my suggested course of action. Although such base deception is dishonorable and unworthy of a Klingon, it may be for the good of the ship to stage an accident to remove the threat. Speaking of staring, I totes got caught ogling the counselor's boobies again. It is unfair for a hot mind reader to wear clothes that tight. Just saying, LOL. Also, I have noticed fewer of my fellow crew members have chosen to socialize with me of late. I may ask Guinan for her advice on this. I have found her input to be valuable. Just last week, she introduced me to a new drink, a warrior's drink, called prune juice. I have enjoyed many glasses of it every day since. Oh well, G2G, there is a red alert, which means deafening noises and flashing lights everywhere. Side note, is this really the best thing to do when the ship is in a crisis? Probably a drill anyway. TTFN, Worf, cling on to this, son of Moog.
And that was Heath, doing his impersonation of Worf. It all came out of a comment that was happening on the Mixed Nut Case group on Facebook. If you are not a member, make sure you get your butt over there and become a member, because we have the nutty question of the day, or every weekday. And it's a lot of fun. And then little gems like this happen. And that just cracked me up so hard that I asked Heath to record it for me. And he did. Next, here's another thing that came out of a Mixed Nut Case joke.
All rise for the geek prayer. May the force be with you.
And also with you.
These are the voyages of the Starship Enterprise.
They are on a mission.
To seek out new life.
And new civilizations.
To boldly go where none have gone before. In the name of the Venkman, the Spengler in the stands, and the Slimer ghost,
Fremen.
May we go into the black.
And never coming back.
With the sky never taken from us, despite shadows and Vorlons, despite plans made by Cylons, despite poetry from Vogons.
Babble.
Walk without rhythm.
And you will travel.
For now and until the end of time.
In TARDIS we trust.
In TARDIS we trust. Now, go find your towel. The videos will start playing in the back room. And please, this time, no exterminations.
And that was the Encaffeinated One, expanding upon the Geek's Prayer, and that all came from May the Fourth Be With You. I think it was Gina who commented that every time she hears that, she wants to say, and also with you. Mark went into the full Geek's Prayer, and then he decided to expand it to include more fandoms, and that just cracks me up.
This is a feedback bumper.
Mm-hmm.
Does it have to be PG-13?
Yes.
Never mind. Feedback.
So I'm going to hit a couple of things. Julie Jacobs has a question for the fans, and she's already asked this on the Mixed Nut Case group, but you know what? Let's answer it here as well. I'm going to ask everyone to send in feedback for this. She has a question for me and for my fans. I've caught up on my Guilty Pleasure series of The Retrieval Artist and Odd Thomas and the Iona Andrews supernatural sci-fi non-serial but formulaic Jodi Picoult, so I need another branch to explore. Wow, that's a mouthful. I was thinking I might delve deeper into the Enderverse or Discworld, but those things are never ending. What is your go-to pulp when you need something to read and want junk food that's comfortingly familiar but offers enough to stay interesting? This is a really interesting question simply because I don't really reread stuff much. I read very slowly, like super, super slow. So for me to reread something, it has to be really enjoyable to get through. Because I read so slowly, I think that's why I remember so much of it. Too many times if I try to reread something, I know it's going to happen next, like almost down to the word, and it's just not interesting for me to reread it. But there are a couple of things that I can reread. I love reading the Sherlock Holmes adventures, so I definitely recommend you getting into that. They're just a lot of fun, and I don't know, there's something about Sherlock Holmes that has always interested me. I think it might just be the fact that it's a detective story that's not written so horribly. I don't know why, but for some reason, a lot of the mystery genre is written really badly. I remember when Dan Brown's book came out and I read it, and I was complaining about the writing to my mom, and she kept saying, but it's really good writing for a mystery. I'm like, well, why would you read a genre that's known for bad writing? I mean, yeah, we read stuff that's bad writing all the time, but I can't get past it. And then the other thing for me is I can always reread A Song of Ice and Fire. It's not pulp at all, and it's not light reading either, so that's not too helpful. One thing I can say is Kurt Vonnegut. Kurt Vonnegut's another one that I can read his books over and over again and enjoy them every time because they're so delightful and fun. And they're written in such a way that pleases my brain when I read it. Another one to add to that, though, is anything by Douglas Adams. Wow. Okay, so I have a lot of recommendations then. So what are your favorite pulp? What would you recommend to Julie to read? Just quick things that she can read in between all of her other things. Please send him feedback. And Bob DeGran has some feedback for Nutty Bites 41. The best way to get superpowers. He says, I don't know that being a bad
donkey
vampire rather than one limited by a soul qualifies as much of a superpower. Sunlight is a much worse weakness than kryptonite. But sleeping with Buffy is a head and shoulders better than being bombarded with radiation or being bitten by a spider as a way of getting those powers. So, okay, yeah. Yeah, that sounds good. Vampire with a soul. That's pretty torturous way to get superpowers, but you do have the option of possibly sleeping with Buffy. One thing I want to mention is there is a really awesome fan fiction that Mark Hunter wrote. You may also know him as Mark Ozma from writing fan fiction. He wrote a fan fiction about Buffy. It's a Buffy fan fiction, and it takes place in Canada, and it has to do with why vampires suck in Canada. And it's awesome, and you should look it up. It is linked in the Mixed Nutcase group. It's one of my favorite tweets. I will put it in the show notes.
I heard it on Twitter.
The Clock Doc says, what's that? Vacation. Caffeine and video games. Well, okay, because you asked so nicely. And NCAF1 says, quote of the day, ghosts, a post-life mental health issue.
What I'm watching.
I should talk about a couple of movies that I have seen recently. Sucker Punch, finally saw that. For some reason, I thought it was based on a graphic novel. Turns out it's not, but it definitely has that feel. I really like the original version, which is Brazil by Terry Gilliam, but Sucker Punch is definitely worth the watch. On its own merits, it's beautiful. It is really pretty, but it's a lot like Brazil. Another movie that I saw recently was Gentleman Broncos, which is so bizarre and bad, but amazingly good. It is worth it for any sci-fi fan to watch. And one of the best things about it is watching it, you realize how we as sci-fi fans look to non-sci-fi fans. Because they go so absurd that they make it very obvious. And it has the added bonus of having Sam Rockwell in it. And we all know my love affair with Sam Rockwell. What else have I seen? I just saw Iron Man 3. That was amazing. It was really good. Definitely a great way to cap the series. And fantastic. Absolutely great. And I swear it's all based on one throwaway line from the Avengers. Definitely worth the see.
What I'm listening to.
A couple of new podcasts have sprouted up, and I definitely have to share them with you. So let's see if I can remember them all. Make sure I don't cover something that I've already covered. There's a new Star Trek podcast that's come out. First Contact, The Next Generation Introcast. That's right, it's an introcast for TNG. And it's very well produced. It actually sounds like you're listening to DVD commentary or something. I recommend it. As of this recording, there are 3 episodes out. And I give a lot of credit to the newbies because TNG went on for a long time. So that's a pretty big commitment. It's a serious commitment. Investigating Mars, another introcast. This is for Veronica Mars. This was started up by Heidi. I recommend listening to this if you've watched Veronica Mars. If you haven't watched Veronica Mars, go ahead, watch it, and then listen to this show. I'm having fun listening to it. I think it's definitely the time with the whole Veronica Mars Kickstarter. This is the time to start a podcast about it. And I know for a lot of people, it's a nice replacement for some of the other Veronica Mars podcasts that have now since faded. It's not an introcast, but there is a podcast for Supernatural that I started listening to, and it seems pretty good. It's called Supernatural: The Road So Far. But here's the deal. It is spoilery. So if you've watched the first 5 seasons, it'll be fine. But if you've only watched the first season, I would wait to listen to it because you don't want to get spoiled on some big deal, you know, events that happen. Through the Pages of Sherlock Holmes, this is an intro cast for the books of Sherlock Holmes. And we all know I'm a huge fan of Sherlock Holmes. And that was started by Tabs and by Angela Fowler of the Red Dwarf intro cast. So go have a listen to that. It's a lot of fun because what I'm doing is I'm reading along with them again, and I'm rereading some of the stories that I haven't reread in a long time. And there are certain parts of it that I have forgotten. Like, I totally forgot the sub-Mormon plot in A Study in Scarlet. So that was surprising. And it's really neat to see hear the opinions of fresh eyes on stories that I've known my entire life. Aboard the Night Bus. It's a new podcast. It's not an intro cast or anything like that, but it's a new podcast where they're going through chapter by chapter rereads of Harry Potter. So they're starting with the Philosopher's Stone. They cover a couple of different chapters, and they have a different guest host every single week. And if you've missed Harry Potter, it's a great podcast. And if you've tried some Harry Potter podcasts in the past, I know that I have, and I felt that they were a little too juvenile, fan servicey, couldn't say anything bad about the books, you know, and it just, I don't like podcasts like that. Well, Aboard the Night Bus is a little bit more critical, but it's definitely from fans who love the books, and they make offhand comments in joking ways that we normally do about our fandom. So that's another one to listen to, Aboard the Night Bus. Check that out.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Parsec Awards are coming! No, 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 this is a good thing. People, please, calm down. The Parsec Awards are a celebration of speculative fiction podcasting.
John reached in with the brass speculum and grabbed the alien by his head. He pulled the little purple guy free with a slurpy sound that...
No, no, no. I said speculative fiction, not speculum fiction.
Oh, well, I was just getting to the good part.
The Parsec Awards are presented every year at DragonCon and celebrate the best in speculative fiction podcasting. There are categories for short and long stories, audio dramas, comedy, music, and more. Nominations will be open from April 15th through June 1st, 2012. You can nominate your favorite podcast at ParsecAwards.com.
Really? Oh, wow, I'm going to do that right now. Let's see, I can nominate the Tribblecast for the Best Little Furry Podcast, the Oddcast for Best Use of a Construction Site in a Time Travel Story, and I can nominate the Ultra Mega Super Podcast for the Best Fan Adaptation of a Crappy Michael
Bay
remake. Hey,
do you still have that speculum?
Let's see, which ones should I nominate for the sexy
here.
Robot voice?
Thanks.
The
hey, you, come here. That's better. Visit ParsecAwards.com for more information or to nominate your favorite podcast.
Speculum!
I recorded most of this episode about a week or two ago, and then I realized I forgot stuff, and then more stuff happened. So, here's the appendix for this Nutty Bites. number one, things that I forgot. I forgot to mention the awesomeness that were a couple of live shows that I got to go see. There's a band called Bloody Diamonds. They were a four-piece, and they just did a tour as a two-piece, and they completely rocked my socks with only two members in the band, and that was amazing. I'm going to see if I can put their music at the end of the show. I just got to ask them on Twitter, so hopefully that'll be there. A couple of developments. Thanks to an article that I read online and shared and got into some discussions with people on Facebook and so forth, I've been a little more vocal on the whole body positivity movement. I try not to bring that stuff on to Nutty Bites because it's about being geeky, but I got a lot of feedback from some fellow geeks, and I think it's important to share. If you want to know what I'm talking about, go to my Facebook or send me a message and I'll send you the links to the articles. But basically, there's a lot of people who feel like they need to hide themselves, that they need to be ashamed and cover up. And a lot of people aren't feeling brave enough to go sleeveless. I mean, it's summertime and they're afraid to wear a tank top. And I think that is ridiculous. And so I started this whole thing where, in response to that, I went a week straight of wearing nothing but sleeveless tops or dresses. And I started to run out of clothing. And the thing is, I feel like it's important for people to realize that our body's perfect. No, nobody has a perfect body. There is no such thing. But no matter where you are, if you want to change it, if you think you can work harder, whatever, don't wait. Don't wait on accepting and loving your body. The moment you can accept and love your body is the moment you can start doing something about it. And it's the moment you can start feeling better. There's no reason we should feel ashamed or embarrassed over something as simple as skin or some fat. You know, everybody has arm flab. It's life, you know? Everybody has it. You need extra skin to lift your arms over your head. Just, you know, if you're not comfortable wearing tank tops, or if it's cold out, of course, like, I'm not saying everybody has to go out and wear tank tops, but what I am saying is, if there is any reason that you're not wearing something because you're not happy with how your body is, there's no instant cure of just getting over it, but look in the mirror. Find something that you like. Yes, actually look in the mirror. I know a lot of us, we don't have mirrors because we don't really look at ourselves too much, but it's important. Look in the mirror, find something about yourself that you like and start to learn to love that, because guess what? That's you. And it's beautiful, even if you don't think it is, because everyone has beauty and everyone is amazing. And everyone that listens to this podcast is amazing. I can just say that right now because I am all-knowing and I say so. So there you go. You have an excuse to go out and think that you are amazing, because I think you're amazing. And then today, I took an old pair of jeans and I cut them into shorts, and they are a lot shorter than I am used to wearing. They're not like Daisy Dukes or anything, but for some reason, there's only two kinds of shorts that you can find in the stores for plus size girls. They come all the way to the knee, or in very rare occasions, you can find them where they come all the way up to the hip, where they're more like briefs and less like shorts. And that's way too short for me, because while I am able to go sleeveless and fearless, I am not comfortable in short shorts. It's just not who I am. I have no problem with other people wearing it. It's just for me, it's a comfort thing. I don't like that feeling of that much thigh touching itself. So anyway, I cut these into shorts and they are just down to my fingertips. And I had tech help me draw the lines to know where to cut. And yeah, they were a lot shorter than I had worn in a long time. But I put them on and I went out to the stores and I'm feeling good. And it's another step in my path to self-love. You know, yeah, it's summertime. Guess what? I'm wearing shorts that don't go down at the knee. I'm going to wear a tank top. I'm going to enjoy the sun, feeling the sun on my skin. Because guess what? There's no reason to hide. And there's no reason that any of you should hide. And if none of this makes sense to you or applies to you, don't worry about it. Because there are people, a lot of people out there, that you may not even know are insecure about their bodies, who are. And doesn't matter. Big, small, little, short, tall. So many people have the problems accepting their own bodies, and that's ridiculous. You guys, nobody looks like the people in the magazines. Nobody looks like the people on TV. They have good lighting and they have Photoshop, and even those people are insecure. So appreciate what you have, because what you have is great. Anyway, off that soapbox. Next thing I want to talk about is Balticon. That's right. I'm going to get this out right before Balticon. And if you are going to Balticon, please look in your schedule and look for the live Nutty Bites or Nutty Debate panel. It's going to be Pratchett versus Adams. So if you want to get, that's going to be an open discussion kind of format. I want audience participation. So please come participate. If you think, well, I haven't read enough Pratchett or I haven't read enough Adams to really get involved, or I don't really know who these guys are, it doesn't matter. Come on in. We'll introduce you to each of the authors. You'll be able to enjoy yourself. And that's what this is all about. We like having different perspectives. So come along. I've ordered some stuff for prizes, and there's another prize that I'm trying to make. So hopefully, knock on wood, I'll be able to get that done in time. So this is going to be my first panel. This is my first year as a guest. So please come and support me, because I am hella nervous, but looking forward to it. So I will be seeing everyone at Balticon who's going there. And if you're not at Balticon, don't worry. I will make a recording. You will be able to hear the debate. You just won't be able to win the cool special prizes. Thank you for joining me again for another Nutty Bites. Please stay tuned. There will be another debate in the feed in the next month. And oh, I do apologize. There was an F-bomb for 3 days in Nutty Bites 42. I completely missed it. Big editing faux pas. Basically, what happened was I was going to delete a whole section of the podcast, and so I didn't dub out the F-bomb, and then I decided to keep it in, and I forgot to go back and take that out, and somehow missed it on all of my listening to's, even though it said you'll have to edit this out. So if you got the F-bomb, I'm sorry. If you don't care, yay. If you care, again, I'm sorry. Otherwise, please join the Facebook group, send in your feedback, and stay geeky. Nutty Bites is produced by Nimlas Studios. You can find us at nimlas.org/blog. Contact feedback at nuttybites@nimlas.org. Call our voicemail line at 347-NUTTY-42 or 347-688-8942. This work is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 3.0 Unported License. Basically, you can share it, you can send it around to your friends, just don't change it, don't sell it, don't try to make any money off of it, and link back to me, my site, and everything.
Can we run away? I think I got stuck in these written ways. I need an electric shock or the stabbing of a knife to bring me back. Who cares? Break the green and smokes will kill all the air. When they realize we've left, it won't mean a thing. Oh, what we can do. still. Stay here dying, oh, day after day. Take me to the rabbit hole, I'll drink anything. Don't even let me remember my name.
Local fiction is selling me. I'm thinking, it's local. No, it's a support. And from Zachman, he says, MySpace and Tumblr had a baby. Or since she said follow, it is Twitter, Pinterest, or that would explain the car parked across the street. Why is this in here? I'm confused. MySpace and Tumblr had a baby. Or since she said follow it, it was Twitter, Pinterest, or that would explain. I'm confused. This made sense when I copied it, I'm sure. It's from Mary Poppins. She's dressed as Mary Poppins, and he's Dick Van Dyke's character when they're in the imaginary chalk world and they're dancing with penguins. And the song that they sing in that outfit is It's a Jolly Holiday with You.